do want to talk about a couple things. And the first is that many of you are really struggling with your passion. You're feeling a bit depleted. You're feeling a bit apathetic. And first off, it's just a clearing process that you all are going through. That's going to pick up for most of you around September as you move into your autumn in the Northern Hemisphere, because you are going through a process of clearing. And in that process, it's as if you have almost dismantled much of your life to kind of sift through bits and pieces of it so that you can put it back together the way that you want it. You're breaking it down so that you can build it back up. And in the moment, if you're not feeling excitement, if you're not feeling joy, if you're not feeling clarity, these are all things that you can embody in the moment. You don't have to wait for an external circumstance to arise in order to generate that feeling within you. Emotions are just like your thoughts. They are creating your reality as they're being projected outward. And most of your emotions are running at the subconscious level. So those frequencies are being pulsed out and they are being reflected to you. What you're forgetting is the first step of that process, which is you pulsing those frequencies out. You just think that they're being reflected to you and they are creating and generating the emotion from there. But really, you are in control by first pushing those frequencies out, by running those programs at the subconscious or conscious level. So what will help you quite a bit during this period is to decide what frequencies you want at the beginning of the day, and then throughout the day, checking in once again to reinforce these feelings that you want to have, to imagine them. And let us say, also, don't underestimate the power of your imagination. Everything you create is part of your imagination. So, you know, for those of you who would call yourselves dreamers, it's not a negative thing. It's actually quite a positive thing to be a dreamer. The disconnect that most of you have is that you have fear about taking action towards that dream. And that's when dreaming gets a bad rap, as it were. Oh, your dreams are too big. You can't make that happen. It's just about following through and taking steps to put yourself in the situations and scenarios where you are a vibrational match for the dream. So when you wake up first thing in the morning, we would say set an intention for your day. You know, how do you want to experience your day? Do you want to experience more laughter? Do you want to experience more kindness? Do you want to experience more excitement or clarity? Set an intention. And we'd say pick one or two things. Don't go really crazy and pick 10 things. That's a lot for you all. And then you miss it if you pick too many things to focus on. So, you know, part of what you're learning and working on right now is to read subtle frequencies. And if you're focused on too many things, it can be too difficult for you to really recognize the subtle stuff. The subtle stuff requires a bit of extra focus, and if your focus is diffused, then it can be a bit challenging. So keep that slightly more narrow focus of observance until you really get the pattern down and you recognize the frequency, and then you can broaden that point of focus. But for now, we'd say choose one or two things. And then as you move through your day, check every hour or two, am I still vibrating with that? So if you wanted to experience clarity, are you feeling clear or are you feeling a bit confused? And if that's the case, you're feeling confused, then recenter yourself and say, I'm feeling clear. And if the ego gets a little busy and is chattering away, then we would say, imagine what would it feel like in my body if I was clear? Because the ego will have objection with you saying, I'm clear, but it won't have objection with you exploring the possibility. So if you say, what would it feel like if I was clear, the ego won't get involved in the same way. And it doesn't really matter, because what you're going to do is align with the frequency. So it doesn't really matter what the statement is, you're pulsing the frequency out. And you just want to continue that throughout the day periodically. And then at the end of your day, or you can do it throughout the day as well, but certainly at the end of the day, we would say acknowledge the places where you experience the frequency. Acknowledge clarity. Oh,